Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our midday futures report. Well, the grain markets are kind of flipping today. You've had a pretty good correction in the wheat and the corn, and so they're a little bit in green, but the bean market didn't really get all that it needed today to be real enthusiastic, especially if you've got a little rain in South America in the forecast. And, of course, the bean market is basically a little bit on the overbought side, so it needs to catch its breath anyway. And you're sitting right against the $15 area. We've banged against it several times this week. So the market's catching its breath, stepping back. Still, I kind of tend to think that the markets are still going to catch their breath here and move back higher. It's just, will the beans be able to move up towards the 1520, 1540 area first and then catch a much healthier setback, or will they try for a break here at this level? If they catch the break here at this level, then I think the market is downplaying itself a little bit, and that lowers my thought process for the high side. I think we need to see this market still push forward, and I think ultimately we will. It's just we're killing time. Corn has to kill time. I just don't see how corn can have real dynamic moves just yet. It's too high in price for this time of the year, and therefore that either says, A, we're going to put highs in early and then break down, or else we're looking at something really big. And, of course, my thought process is that our top is in the first half of the year. So that said, I guess I look at the corn market and feel it's just pacing time, killing time. And we have to also keep in mind last year's low on a Dease corn contract was $4.99 and a half. So therefore, the Dease corn is catching a little bit of a pull down, but I'm not really keen on getting too bared up in this Dease corn. I still think there's something better on it, too, around the corner. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.